And welcome back to Mix 93. It is time for the Bulldog Bite. Chris Solani is here in the studio with us. How are you doing today?
Morning, Sam. I'm doing well today. Thank you for always asking, as usual. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing okay.
You're doing just okay?
Yeah.
The sun is shining this morning.
Well, I didn't get to see any of that when I was coming in.
No, I get that. But compared to yesterday and obviously the last several weeks of Wednesdays, we're definitely going to take the sunshine and see if we can feel it to this today, at least. You know,
that's
what we're looking for.
Looking outside the window, and I can brief kind of see between the other window, looking into the WMPL studio. Mm-hmm. I'll get a lot of sunlight in here. It looks nice out.
It does look nice. It's very pleasant. I mean, considering the 37 degrees and rain yesterday and the mistiness and fog, you know, for May, we're looking forward to the, you know, if we want to call it the May flowers, really for us around here, as everybody knows, it's really June flowers. Mm-hmm. But moving forward, having a little taste of the sunshine and feeling it, most importantly, looking ahead to the end of this week and to the weekend, pushing up in the 60s and perhaps touching that 70 number, we'll take it, we'll look forward to it, and certainly embrace it for sure.
Certainly, it should be a lot of fun, especially for all the students. I'm sure the seniors will be excited.
They are, you know, and on that note, that's kind of the theme of what we're going to talk about today is our seniors. And so this is the last official week for our senior class. Friday, this coming Friday, will be the last day in the building. And so, you know, everything leading up in the first couple days into weeks of the month of May, we always want to not divert, but definitely provide some special attention and focus to our seniors, given the achievements that they've made along the way academically and other, you know, having the last few minutes, days, hours, so to speak, in the building in HCH, and having some of our annual traditional events that go along with that we'll talk about. It's an exciting time, certainly. And in fact, before I came down here this morning, I make a habit, not every day, but a lot of days that I can, I sit in our commons in the high school, middle school, right inside the vestibule there by the main doors, and just like to greet the students and parents and others that come in daily, and you know, all the kids and a lot of the parents know that I will say good morning to every single student that comes in, whether they respond or not, or, you know, it's a learning curve, right? So I'm thinking about our seniors now. So many moons ago when they were just sixth graders coming into the building for the first time, you know, a lot of times I'd say good morning because I've been doing this for a long time. And lots of times they wouldn't look you in the eye, and they might acknowledge you with a little head bump or head bob, or sometimes they just kind of like blow right through and not have that at least comfortability to respond with a good morning to somebody they may not have known right away. I mean, usually by the middle of the end of the year, most of the students really have kind of warmed to the idea. And certainly each year that goes on and goes by, that as they get to the seniors, they're more than happy to have a smile, maybe a little chit-chat with me at the table. And Officer Olson, our SRO, sits with us at the table, sometimes Principal Chuwertha, and certainly another member of staff, Mr. Jerry Ball of our maintenance custodial staff. We kind of welcome everybody into the building, and certainly the seniors who've earned that ability to come over and talk and just chat and crack a smile, maybe even a joke or two with their teachers and staff members and the superintendent. It's a good time. So just looking back on that and thinking about the strides and the accomplishments and just the maturing that goes along with being a member of our community in our building, going from sixth grade on up to being this senior with the last few days ahead. It definitely is exciting, and that's why we want to definitely divert and focus our attention to the senior class. And so just, you know, let's talk about kind of what they've been going through here over the last couple of weeks and then what they can expect, and people can understand kind of that the itinerary for the seniors as they continue to progress towards commencement a week from Saturday. You know, we have a number of things that occur on through just preparation from the beginning of the year. So Sarah Pelty, our teacher, she's the senior class advisor, does a wonderful job with our seniors each year, working with them to get organized, prepped, information, videos, just the coordination of things that go on with, whether it be senior class photo to working with Jostens, our the company that helps provide the diplomas and then the caps and gowns and things of that nature. So a lot of things are reoccurring or occurring with routine as preparation. We hit the month of May and it's full blown. You know, we had, I talked about it before, we had an honors brunch last Monday where we share that with the senior class of Dollar Bay and our Hancock Rotary. Rotarians put that on for us and support it. And so that was kind of the kickoff for the month of May with the students. As the seniors looking ahead, you know, we have coming up this Friday as being their last day in the building. They'll be having an overnight, overnighter, it's called. You know, this is not uncommon, but they're going to be in the building tomorrow night. It's a lock-in, and so the senior lock-in overnight in the building, and sometimes there are some shenanigans that go on, and they like to leave or like to dress up the building a little bit. We'll put it that way. Very creatively, in some respects. So when we get there on Friday morning, take a look, see, you know, whether it be the doors and other places teepeed and crepe paper, confetti areas, balloons, things of that nature. Some, you know, I want to say some harmless pranks, but definitely things to, you know, scratch your head sometimes and maybe have a cleanup, but it's all in good fun. And certainly our students have always been very respectful in this process and what they feel they can get away with. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. Mm-hmm. And certainly that's credit to the students, the senior classes that we've had that have come through and just the respect that they have for us as a community, for us as Bulldogs and the building and all that participate in it. So they'll have their senior lock-in tomorrow night. And then Friday morning, it's a number of activities that go on. They have basically they occupy the auditorium in the building for the morning. They often make senior videos and be able to watch those together in the auditorium. They'll be doing some, I'll call it cleanup duty, whether it be, you know, turning in Chromebooks, other technology pieces, finishing out some of their academic pieces, perhaps. And so they'll coordinate that through the morning on Friday. And then what I typically have done is I've been a cook for them. So I've been grilling burgers and hot dogs for them for their lunch prior to their departure. I unfortunately have a superintendent meeting this Friday morning, which will prohibit my full participation, but I'll get there as soon as I can after the meeting to help with that. And we have wonderful substitute cooks, grill masters, we'll call them, in my stead, set up for Friday morning. And I just referenced both of the individuals who help with that Saturday morning as we sit and greet kids. So Mr. Olson, our SRO, and Mr. Ball, our custodial maintenance person in the high school, will help man the grill until we can get there. And then 12:05 is the ending bell of our morning period. And so that's the fourth period is 12:05 and then lunch right after that. So that 12:05 time frame is when that bell hits, that is the official send off to our seniors. And each year, this is going back generations now, back in the old building in downtown, where there was a clock that was just outside the principal's office, and that clock was refurbished and replaced in our current building. Mr. Mishka, the former industrial arts teacher, long standing, helped refurbish that and place it in the high school, middle school commons space. It's actually right above the library, if people are interested in take a look. And so the tradition is that the seniors will stand underneath the clock with the countdown. And so they are very well synced up to when the bells go off. And so they'll stand on the clock and they'll be doing the 30 second, 20 second, 10 second countdown to when they can exit. And they'll be under the clock and doing that. And when I say generations, that goes back to my memory as an alumnus and a student within the district, at least to the 70s and perhaps maybe even earlier. But and I know we have alumnus out there listening. They could probably correct me or at least provide the accurate information as to when that actually started. And so they'll be doing that. They'll do the countdown. And when that bell hits, they have their procession out of the building. And so they'll exit, we'll call it the proverbial stage right, as they go through the commons and go out the main doors. And that will be the last official time that they'll be a student within Hancock Central High and Hancock Public Schools. So very exciting time for our students. I was about to mention before, but talking with a student this morning as she came in and greeting her. She had a smile on her face, and just, you know, it happened to be because it was Wednesday and the sun was out, and we were kind of just kidding around because she's typically a little bit later than she had entered today. And then I made mention, well, this is your last official Wednesday. And then there goes the big smile again. And she didn't process until after I said it. She goes, that is right. That's exciting. And so the excitement is in the air, and we're looking forward to the last day. And so then next week, what happens for our seniors? You know, they will have a rehearsal for commencement next Wednesday. And this is typical. We do this every year. It's for the senior class to get a lay of how things will be organized within the gymnasium. The commencement will be in the Hancock Central High Gymnasium, as it traditionally has and is. And we'll have the stage set up accordingly. And we'll have the practice next Wednesday. They'll have some other activities with Ms. Pelty. And then we typically also have a picnic, an offsite picnic for the seniors as a final get together for the crew. And Principal Truworth is actually in control or in charge of that process. And she has some other ideas, things she's going to be doing with the seniors. So we'll look forward to those activities. And then next Saturday, a week from Saturday, commencement will officially begin approximately about 10 a.m. And so just a couple highlights that we're looking forward to, and perhaps we'll have one of the students or even our guest on next week, but we're going to try to coordinate our calendar a little bit with our softball coach as well. But we have our three official recognizees or honorees from the student standpoint, so our valedictorians and our salutatorians. So we have Ms. Krista Pietola and Alice Larson, who are our co-valedictorians with the perfect 4.0s. And then our salutatorian is Miss Jana Karenin. And so and Miss Karenin has the traditional, how can I say this? So the last couple salutatorians have been her siblings. And so it's kind of unique that she'll share in that honor, and each of them will have a piece, recognized piece in the ceremony within commencement, from speaking to other. And then we're very excited and honored to have Mr. Robert Bob Perriam. He'll be our alumni guest of honor and guest speaker. And Bob is an HCH alum. Hancock Public Schools alum, obviously grew up in the area, went to school, and then went into law enforcement, got his credentialing and his degrees in criminal justice, began his service in law enforcement locally here in the area. I think if I remember this correctly, he started in South Range. And then continue to progress up a chain of opportunity. And he is currently the director of the North Florida High Intensity Drug Trafficking Division in Florida. And so he is a very well known and well respected individual in the law enforcement community, both locally as well in Florida. We're very excited and honored, again, like I said, for him to be here in helping support the last days and of our seniors, and hopefully providing a message, a positive message, and send off to the seniors who will look ahead and look forward. And I have no doubt that he'll do that, and he'll do that wonderfully. So very excited, again, to have Bob coming back for us to be the commencement and guest of honor. And so that's a couple pieces that we're looking forward to come up shortly.
All right. Congratulations to all the seniors again. Hope you all managed to finish strong this week. Is anything going on for the non-seniors?
Yeah, you know, May, it's a lot of moving parts, right? And so, you know, we have, we were just talking about before it came on air, officially school will be done in 3 weeks from Friday. And so a lot of things are occurring that will be occurring coming up that really is quite a blur, if you want to put in perspective. You know, with the end of the year, we have from the elementary, we're going to have our track and field day coming up, our annual event where all of our kids K through 5 get to participate in components of track and field. And Ms. Joan Carroll, our PE instructor for the elementary and middle school, will be leading the way with that. And we always get lots of support from the faculty and staff and volunteers, including our students and student athletes and other people who like to be involved and participate with that. So I want to thank them in advance. And then we have, of course, our picnics that are coming for Barcal. Again, we have an annual picnic that'll be on the docket. We'll talk more about that perhaps next week or the week after, as they are during the last week of the school year. And then, of course, as you look at from the middle school and senior high perspective, as the wind down comes up, there will be a picnic opportunity for the middle school. And then the last week here, that first week of June, will be our finals week for our senior high. And so, you know, the prep that goes into that, all the excitement around the seniors in this month, and maybe that has a little bit of a diversion for a lot of people from, you know, the underclassmen, so to speak. So they're just kind of grinding away a little bit and getting ready for the end of the year and looking forward to finishing out strong. So we'll talk more about those opportunities in the next broadcast, perhaps next week or the week after. But then the other side of that too is our extracurriculars. And so again, a lot of moving parts. What's going on from athletics are concerned. As an example, you know, we had golf meets scheduled this week that are being postponed and rescheduled. Track and field meets. We had last night. We had scheduled with Houghton our copper bat competition and to go along with the theme with copper bowl and our copper spike and spoon and fork with JV and football and other you know, this is, and we have copper shoes for the running and cross country, and of course wingding is more of the winter sport components, but the copper bat is now that successor or succession for baseball and softball against each of the programs, Houghton and Hancock. So that was scheduled for yesterday, but due to the cold and rain that was forecasted, we actually were a little bit preemptive and postponed that date to tomorrow. So that game will take place tomorrow. The original game was supposed to take place for softball at 6:30 p.m. Now it's, I believe, at 4 p.m. tomorrow. So for those that are listening, certainly that might be the update that they'll need. And for all of our other athletic needs, you know, AD Tolles, our athletic director Ryan Tolles, does a wonderful job, along with Trina Barrett, our secretary at the high school, of keeping updates as best they can rolling in real time, both on our website, our athletic website, which is hchbulldogs.com, Hancock Central High, so hchbulldogs.com. They can go to the website there and see all the updates in real time. Ms. Barrett does a great job every day of putting out announcements for any changes that need to be identified, and anybody who's on our listservs email-wise, we'll receive those. So we do the best we can of providing the real-time information so people are aware and in the know, and they can make those adjustments as necessary.
You guys do quite a good job. Yeah. I appreciate all the updates that we get. It really helps me out with my sports broadcasts.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one last thing I just want to add, because I know we're running out of time. We do have another piece for the seniors. I forgot to mention this. Not only is Friday their last day, officially in the building, but on Friday evening, we are going to have our honors convocation. And that is every year, Michelle Serafin, our guidance counselor, leads the recognition of our seniors for those who have earned academic or scholarship awards during their time here at Hancock as seniors or other. And so, you know, a lot of students who will be continuing on to higher ed, whether it be locally here at the Gogebic as an example, Michigan Tech, Northern, where else, the scholarships that they've been able to acquire or earn are recognized during this evening. The academic components are recognized during this evening. Members of our National Honor Society are recognized, and other organizations that provide merit to their time here as students. And so a wonderful event. And just because of all of the changes in calendar and scheduling that goes along with your evening time, you know, Fridays ultimately became the loan availability, so to speak. So that's why typically we've had it on Tuesday nights or a Thursday. That's why it's on this Friday as an example. So looking forward to that event, and certainly congratulations to those individuals who will be recognized and receiving honors on this Friday evening.
All right. So with this being about it, I want to thank you for joining me here, Chris Solani. It's always a pleasure to have you. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, always a pleasure to be here, Sam.
All right. So this has been the Bulldog Bites right here on Mix 93.